I often think of the mothers of our founding fathers and the influence they had on their sons, particularly the mothers of some of our Northern Neck-born founding fathers. And as Mother's Day approaches, I do wonder what kind of Mother's Day card, if they had existed, George Washington might have sent Mother Mary Ball. Well, there's lots of speculation about the relationship between George and his mother. Historians tell us she was not merely the mother of George, but also the mother of all, oh, mother moments. You know, those times when we mothers embarrass our children. My grown daughter just recently told me how mortified she was when I showed up years and years and years and years ago at a parent-teacher meeting wearing a hat. Who knew? Surely Washington forgave his mother for not permitting him to join the British Royal Navy when he was a lad, going on board the ship where his belongings had been stowed and dragging them off. Thank you, Mrs. Washington. And he must have understood when, during the wars he was in charge of, she complained about a lack of butter, please send some, and cash, please send more, and thought she should have a pension from Virginia for being the mother of the father of our country. She wanted very, very much to live at Mount Vernon, and he said, in effect, well, here is his answer, perhaps the mother of all rejection notes, quote, my house is at your service, and I would press you most sincerely and most devoutly to accept it, but I am sure, and candor requires me to say it, it will never suit your purposes in any shape whatsoever, for in truth it may be compared to a well-restored tavern, as scarcely any strangers who are going from north to south or south to north do not spend a day or two at it. This would, were you to be an inhabitant of it, oblige you to do one of three things. First, to be always dressing to appear in company. Second, to come into the room in deshabille. Or third, to be, as it were, a prisoner in your own chamber. The first you'd not like. Indeed, for a person at your time of life, it would be far too fatiguing. The second I should not like, because those who resort here are, as I observed before, strangers and people of the first distinction. And the third, more than probably, would not be pleasing to either of us. Later on, he sensibly bought her a lovely home in Fredericksburg near daughter Betty. Did he love her? Well, a historian has written that every man carries on a lifelong dialogue with his mother. Well, that may not mean a love affair. I believe his Mother's Day card would tell her what he told the world after her death. My mother was the most beautiful woman I ever saw. All I am, I owe to my mother. Well, happy Mother's Day. This is Thea Marshall.